AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Next stop is the House for a bill that could end a government shutdown. Eight senators, seven of them Democrats, voted yes for the bill, even though there are no guarantees of an extension of health care tax credits. Maine Independent Angus King voted yes.
Will it be everything that everybody wanted? No, because we need 60 votes. And so there's going to be a negotiation. But Republicans have already started saying, well, here, you know, if this, you did this or did that, maybe we can get there.
With the shutdown on day 41, it's going to be another stressful day at airports. Thousands of flights have been canceled. Nick Daniels with the Air Traffic Controllers Union says controllers have held up on the job without pay.
They have kept their focus, their composure, and their commitment to safety. But now they must focus on childcare instead of traffic flows. Food for their families instead of runway separation.
Controller shortages continue to cause delays, and freezing weather is adding to the disruptions. Oscar nominee Sally Kirkland has died.
When they turned them into Paris and I stayed behind, 2 days later the Russian tanks rolled in. Our dream was over.
Kirkland was nominated for her role in 1987's Anna. Her representative says Kirkland died at a Palm Springs hospice. She spoke to the AP in 1999 about her role alongside Matthew McConaughey in EdTV.
I thought, I'm going to play your mother someday because I think he looks like me. Anyway, I said to him, do you mind if I talk to your mom? So he gave me Kay's number. I called his mom and she told me that in fact her husband, Matthew's father, died making love to her. Well, that's all I needed to hear.
Sally Kirkland was 84. A Christian missionary father and his daughter were killed when a plane bound for a hurricane relief mission in Jamaica crashed in South Florida. The eastern two-thirds of the country are dealing with some of the coldest weather of the fall. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is Markets in a Minute. Indexes are mostly lower on Wall Street as another fall in NVIDIA weighs on the market. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% in the first hour of trading Tuesday, even though most stocks in the index were higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 126 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.8%. NVIDIA fell 3.3%. Japanese technology company SoftBank said it had sold its entire stake in NVIDIA last month and will turn its focus to OpenAI. Bond trading is closed in the U.S. for Veterans Day. Seth Sutel, New York.
ByHeart, which makes organic infant formula, is recalling all of its products sold throughout the U.S. There's a growing outbreak of infant botulism. Health officials say at least 15 babies in 12 states have been sickened in the outbreak tied to ByHeart formula. More information at APNews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.